be a sort of monster, or symbol representing a monster, of a form which only a diseased fancy could conceive. If I say that my somewhat extravagant imagination yielded simultaneous pictures of an octopus, a dragon, and a human caricature, I shall not be unfaithful to the spirit of the thing. A pulpy, tentacled head surmounted a grotesque and scaly body with rudimentary wings. But it was the general outline of the whole which made it most shockingly frightening. Straining in its own direction have hitherto harmed us little. But someday the piecing together of dissociated knowledge will open up such terrifying vistas of reality, and our own frightful position therein, that we shall either go mad from the revelation, or flee from the deadly light into the peace and safety of a new dark age. The scene in these final moments, the pale autumnal moon over the graves, casting long, horrible shadows. The grotesque trees drooping sullenly to meet the neglected grass and the crumbling slabs. The phosphorescent insects that danced like death fires under the yews in a distant corner. The odors of mold, vegetation, and less explicable things that mingled feebly with the night wind from over the far swamps and seas. And worst of all, the faint, deep-toned baying of some gigantic hound, which we could neither see nor definitely place.